You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Are you just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculptures.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Today on Who Arted, we have installation artist Biljana Popovic, whose work is currently on show at the Auckland Art Gallery as part of the Chartwell exhibition Shout Whisper Whale. Welcome, Billy.
Hi, Amy. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Shout Whisper Whale considers the role voice plays in the work of each featured artist. Billy, your work is a static frame construction, similar to what one may expect of a villa decking. You've adapted flourishes and added text. Can you please describe your work for our listeners?
Yeah, certainly. My work features a roof-like structure, which is made out of wood. And supporting that are spun timber posts, and that part of it kind of has a bungalow or Ponsonby villa style flavour.
Yeah.
But it's remixed a little bit, I would say.
Totally.
What you would expect. And then below that is this sort of seating structure, which kind of looks like a roof. It's covered in shingles, something in between stairs and a roof, and you sit on it. So it's something that you can climb all over, jump over, sit on. And when you first enter the space, you're kind of confronted with a lot of timber and a lot of brown wood. And then towards the back of the space, there's this sort of screen structure which imitates a cardboard cutout that you'd see at the cinemas to promote a film. Except in this case, instead of the cardboard cutout promoting a film, it's actually got a film projected onto it and through it.
I thought that film was by a different artist.
That film is by Juliet Carpenter.
Yeah, but you've worked together. That kind of goes into my next question, is when you encounter the work for the first time, it's like you are, it is quite a strange sensation because it is a familiar kind of structure, but then on closer inspection you see that the usual flourishes that a villa kind of balcony would have, you've actually carved out traditional kind of feminine icons of the woman holding her arm up from post-war feminism, I guess, and you've also got writing that's been carved on there.
Yeah.
And then you look at the video work and the sound is Riri's work. You hear before you even enter the space.
Yeah.
It's so commanding. And it's like, it's almost hard to explain the amount of juxtapositioning there is.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of dizzying.
And trying to figure out how you're looking at the work as well, the video work, because you're looking at it and you're going, oh, I'm looking up. And it's, you are kind of looking up. It's like you're looking above the skyline in a city and the film is playing in the sky.
Yes.
It takes a while to get that because of the way you walk into the structure. So what would be your ideal visitor experience with this? What are you trying to portray and message through this work?
I think the work sets up kind of like a dreamscape. It's almost like it kind of puts the viewer into the role of the protagonist. So like the lead character in the story. And I think the work is best viewed with other people in the space because it's kind of like watching a film, but I heard an artist, Alex DeCourt, say with his work, it's kind of like you're watching a film of the space and the person, but you can only see it from looking at the person in front of you, from looking at the back of their head. That's when you realize you're in a film because you're sort of following this person and they activate the space.
Wow, cool.
So that definitely happened for me when we had the opening on Friday, and when I came back on Saturday to do the talk with Juliet, you saw people interact with the space and sit on that shingled roof
structure. Yeah, I saw some photos. Mm.
Yeah, and you get this feeling like, how would I describe that? It's kind of like watching people sit on roofs in lots of 90s sitcoms, like, what's that one called where they have the family and they're all Martians?
Oh, I know what it is. It's
Third Rock from the Sun?
Yeah.
Or like that 70s show and everyone's always sitting on the roof?
Yeah.
But you're sort of watching someone from behind sit on the roof?
Yeah.
Someone said it's almost got like a Peter Pan feeling, that part of it.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean by dreamlike.
I saw them as steps.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to make it into some sort of theatre.
Mm.
And they were like the step up to the stage. And I think that's where I got like this weird, strange feeling of vertigo and not quite knowing what the right way to stand or view is.
Yeah.
But at the same time, that it totally, completely engulfs you as a work because you're immediately trying to get your bearings.
Mm.
When you first, read that the show was called Shout, Whisper, Way, or those were what it was focusing on. Was there any particular word that you felt was more specific to you, or was one shouting out at you more than any of the others?
Out of Shout, Whisper, Way?
Yeah.
I think out of those three words, probably shout is the one that I would think of most. I think it's quite a hysterical work. There's a sort of foreboding or forewarning in it that I think definitely speaks to the word shout.
It's loud.
Yeah.
It's visually loud and it's physically loud.
I guess I'm kind of interested in how, yeah, these resistance identities, you know, feminism is a resistance identity, get subsumed into architecture and get subsumed into this capitalist mode of making things and selling them back to people.
Yeah.
And the work is really suspicious of that. So when I think about the feminist ideology that's been, or symbology, I should say, that's been embedded into the work in a suspiciously flat way as well.
Yeah, and it's like you're working with like very classic icons, like
yes, yeah.
Just the shape alone, and we know exactly what period it's referencing.
Yeah, and it's kind of just been tacked on. It hasn't really, those ideas haven't really been used to form a new kind of space as such, but rather just they've sort of been put on, sort of like you'd see icons in a church or something like that.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
So, yeah, I guess I was thinking about how that's happened in the past with other resistance identities and sort of wanting to have a critical grasp on this process.
Thanks for coming in, Valley. It was lovely to have a chat with you about the show and your work in it. I highly recommend people going along. It's one of the most joyful shows I've seen at the gallery for ages. I had a smile on my face the minute I entered. Lots and lots of treats. So the show is Shout, Whisper, Wail at Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki on the corner of Kitchener and Wellesley Streets. It's on until the 15th of October. Free entry. Go to aucklandartgallery.co.nz for more info.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touché.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.